Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K. Brittany Marlowe. No, it's Seth Hatbacker.
Hi, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
We will be joined by the ladies very soon. Melissa's going to be in with us any moment. We're looking forward to that. Safe travels, Melissa. Take your time. You got all the time in the world.
We're good. We can handle it, I hope.
And we're hoping to hear from Brittany.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe she'll be able to reach out to us. We'll see.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will not know what the weather is today.
Nope.
I am so sorry, everybody.
No clue.
We have no clue what's going
There's
on.
There's no way to look it up.
No.
Not one way. Can't look it up.
Brittany is the only resource I trust. She's it. I even call her on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Brittany, please leave me alone.
At the same time that she calls in every day, she's like, hey, what's the weather? I need to know.
No, I don't want to do that, but I'm not going to.
No.
I care for Brittany too much. She's a good person. We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. A lot of good things on the way. We were going to get into our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also got a good one here, Seth. If you have bought produce from Walmart, they may owe you money. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never done it. I'm good.
and toast is healthier than bread. Let's discuss. We're going to get into that one, too.
Dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
That may be life-changing. I don't know. Wow.
I just saw the headline. I'm like, I got to save that for the guy. We got to talk to all you about that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. And a little bit later, 4 health foods that aren't as healthy as you might think.
Oh.
That's coming up.
That's health stuff today. That's good for a Friday, right?
We're going to get into some entertainment news coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to that. We'll also get into, in that 9 o'clock, some other cool stuff like the 10 delicious meals people loved as kids, but later realized they were a little weird.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. We also, of course, in this 8 o'clock hour, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to play a famous game show theme song for you a little bit later.
Love it, love it.
And you have to guess which game show that is. And you win a family pack of 4 from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Now, James has not told me what it is.
Nope.
I got a song that just popped into my head. I want to see if it's the same. How much do we share a brain, man? That's what I want to know.
Very curious about that.
Yeah.
Very good. And we're gonna have some fun with this one. We haven't done this in about a year, I believe, the game show thing. So we're gonna have some fun with game shows for a while with our star of the day. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Oh yeah.
But we're calling all Kyles to start our show.
All Kyles.
Calling Kyle. If your name is Kyle, please call up 715-424-2600. I'm not kidding. We're calling all Kyles. The city of Kyle, Texas announced it is making another attempt at breaking the Guinness World Record for the largest same name gathering with an official gathering of the Kyles.
I remember this.
The city, which managed to attract 1,490 people named Kyle to the event last year, said the official gathering of the Kyles record attempt will take place at 1 p.m. on May 18th as part of the Kyle Fair.
Okay.
If your name's not Kyle, do you feel out of place?
I mean, maybe no one else shows up. It's just Kyles, man.
It's just Kyles. The current record for the largest same name gathering, first name only, was set in July of 17 when 2,325 people named Ivan attempted an official record attempt in Bosnia. And that's the record holder.
Okay. Now, that makes sense because Eastern Europe, a lot of Ivans in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
So got to give them that.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Hello.
Nope. Okay. Call on back if you like. 715-424-2600.
Sounded like someone was driving.
I might have taken him off guard.
Maybe it was Kyle. I don't know. Was that Kyle?
Yes. So let's try it again. Let's go ahead and see here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I don't know about Kyle, but I say that we should get a big collection of mats.
That seems like that'd be a good one. I know a Matt. My daughter's husband is named Matt.
I know a couple of Matts.
I think Matt would be a good
more
one.
Matts than Kyle's, maybe.
Everybody knows a Matt.
It's true.
We could have a Matt campground at Lake Wazita.
You know what, man? I know we're kidding around, but now that you say that, I think everybody does know a Matt. I think that's an actual fact. I think we can actually state that. I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Go ahead and question yourself right now, everybody. I know a Matt?
I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm pretty sure you do. We definitely do.
It's all the same Matt, though. That's the thing.
It's Matt in the hat.
That's right.
Appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend. Call us up on Playmakers, of course. The city of Austin, Texas, hosted another attempt at the record in February when the Ryan Rodeo attempted to take the title by bringing together people named Ryan.
Okay, wait a minute. Austin, Texas gathered people named Ryan. Austin, yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Austin? What are you doing?
Okay, I get it. There's probably not that many Austins out there, but come on.
Austin, I spent a lot of time Ryan. In Texas and a couple of different spots. Galveston is one of my favorite places in the country. In this whole country, I love Galveston. Austin was the most un-Texas part of Texas I was in. I love the people, love the area, but it just didn't seem like Texas to me. It seemed like, oh, hey, man, I'm in a different...
You have to do a different time zone or something.
Yeah, and from what I'm told by Texans, that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
Austin's its own thing. It's its own thing. They still love it, but it's just different. Which I can relate to in my family. That is the definition of me and my family. I thought about James's, and not because it's my name, but because my family has quite a few of them. And
there's
I thought
a James
we,
out there.
We could get a head start on that one. I thought, I already know three or four. Hey, we've already got that many. We're like halfway to 1,000 pretty much.
Probably a lot of James in England. Maybe we could get a few of them over here. So we could try.
That'd be good. I do have to say that I think Seth might be tougher. A little like Austin.
No, Seth is not. Fail. Yeah,
like 20 people.
When you meet another Seth, it's kind of like a, hey,
oh, yeah.
Seth, hey, how's it going, man? Because there's just so few of us, you know?
I know we could easily look up what the most common names are and everything.
No, James, no way to look it up. No way.
I'm trying to think of like what Matt did there. names that are common, but we don't think about it as common. I don't think of Matthew as a common name, but
right.
it is. You think of
John maybe because everyone knows lots of Johns.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think you're right because Matthew is common, but. You don't think about it for whatever reason.
In Bosnia, I would imagine that Ivan is a more popular name.
Right, yeah.
But even still, that's a tough one. To have the record on a name like Ivan, that's a special accomplishment. You pull it off with a John, that's not as meaningful, I think.
Now, if they did it like in China, or something like that, where they had a very common Chinese name, they would break all records. I mean, that would probably be easy.
absolutely. I'm trying to think of other great names that would. I also think that this is something that a female challenge.
We need both. We need one for each, right?
Yeah.
So, what would be like a somewhat common traditional woman's name? That because we don't want to go with like Anne. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
Mary.
Maybe now these days.
Susan.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Sue would be a good one. Yeah.
Karen.
Kathy, maybe. I don't know.
Shaniqua. I'm just throwing names out now. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, so two things. One, knowing that there are an overabundance of men named Matt is something that every single person on the planet who is attracted to men already knows. Same for the name James and Kyle, to be clear.
Okay.
Okay. That's
interesting.
Good to say.
I wouldn't have thought that, but women.
Let's women. Okay.
Okay.
Stephanie, Jessica. And I love Melissa, but Melissa.
Yeah.
She's not here yet. We can talk about her.
Yeah. Those are all good.
I can't talk about her ever.
No. But those are good ones. Those are good suggestions.
Yeah,
I like
not
those.
Bad.
Those are good. What about obscure? Oh, obscure names. We have to let Melissa in the building. She can't get in. She can't get in.
Well, and she's making faces at us.
It is kind of fun this way.
It is kind of funny.
We're going to take a break.
It's good that you can't hear right now.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick time out. Thank you for the calls. We appreciate it very much. We'll be back with Melissa, and Seth, and more right here in the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club and our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. They just looking at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to check out, letting you know that it is a fish fry post day. Posting about the fish fry. They got a great one over there.
Yum.
Great soups, dumpling, clam chowder, all kinds of good stuff for you over there.
Chowder.
Chowda. Chowda.
You gotta say it
get
right.
Get it right.
This is some clam
chowda.
Clam chowda. I'm not very good with that accent. I don't know why. The Northeastern like Kennedy accent, I'm not good with.
The
I don't
Boston
know why.
One?
Yeah, the Boston. Yeah, more Boston. Yeah, Southie. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead over there. Try your accents out and have some fun with the people at El Cafe. Nice. And wish them a great day from all of us, everybody. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com, James.Mailoff at CivicMedia.us. Keep in mind you can reach any of our staff that way just using their names. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up anytime and call up and join the conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
715-424-2600. Hi, I'm Melissa.
Melissa's here.
Yay!
I didn't introduce her. I feel really like a real jerk right now.
Kinda, but she wasn't in the building
that's,
yet.
That's fair. That's,
you did introduce her that she was fair. Here, so yeah.
I was making faces at you guys and screaming, Brian!
Yeah, Brian was such a good one. It's such a good one. Ah,
obviously. Duh.
Didn't think of Brian. Didn't think of it.
It's because you're not on dating apps.
That's very true.
And to be fair, neither am I right now, but when I was. Right.
Lots of Brians.
There were a lot of Brians. I couldn't keep them straight.
Of Brian. Oh.
When you're talking to like three or four at the same time, come
it's
on.
Tough. It's got
to
be tough.
Which
it's
Brian are
tough.
You again?
We've all
They're
been
all
there.
Spelled differently.
We've all been there.
Oh,
we've
no. They're all born in the 80s. It's all B-R-I-A-N.
Oh, okay.
It was a popular name, though.
Well, oh, yes.
When did the Y name, come in? Yes. Was that in the 90s when the
Probably.
Brian spelled with a Y?
Yeah, let's ask Brian Kelly. When was he born?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's question. A good question. Yeah.
Getting into our birthday and anniversary club, I need a 1 through 3 from you, Seth.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And then I need a 1 or a 2 from you, Melissa.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we go ahead and, you know what? Give me a 1 or a 2, Seth.
1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier.
Got to use all the numbers.
We're all set. Ready to go. And we can dive right into the birthday and anniversary club for today and all weekend long. And first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to my second mom, Rhonda Shinaki.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Rhonda is, I've mentioned my friend Chris many times. That's Chris's mom, Rhonda.
Oh, okay.
She is pretty much a second mother to me. and I would not be here without her.
Help me, Rhonda.
That's good. You got to do it. Got to do it. She's a great.
She's never heard that before.
Oh, I'm sure she has not. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful human being. Wishing you a great day, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to Candy Shields.
Happy birthday, Candy.
Enjoy
birthday,
your Candy. Day. Hope you have a good one.
I want candy. Everyone gets a song today.
Everybody. It's not going to stop because our qualifier is Amy Vedder.
Oh, happy birthday, Amy.
What you want to do.
Yep. Okay. That's spelled the
just
same, but I like it. I like,
I know
where,
it's
I like
not,
where
yeah.
you went. I like where you went with that. I didn't know where you were going to go. Nicely done. I that was nice. I actually pulled that one off. I didn't know where you're going with that. That was good. Nicely done. 3 for 3 on that. On Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to a great friend, not just of ours here at WFHR, but our community, Sue Sipple.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Sue, for many years, I believe decades, helped run things over at the Family Center. She was the head of the Family Center over there. She is sort of retired now. She's still doing stuff over there because
that happens
Sue.
A lot.
Which means she's busier now than she was before.
Right. Exactly. I've
talked with Sue about this on air, off air, and thanked her many times because I would not have been on the Family Center board. I wouldn't ever think of myself as a board member of anything, like the Simpsons board, I wouldn't even be on. But Sue and Deb really believe that I should be, that I'd be good on there, and they were right, and I'm very thankful for that. Talking with Sue on air, off air, about the change in where things have gone in history when she first started this, and when we talked about domestic violence, we had to talk about it like this, and now we're talking about it like this, and our society is much better. We have seen numbers go down, but they are still not where they could be. We encourage you to reach out to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It's something that Sue would appreciate, and I hope Sue is relaxing. I hope she's actually retiring.
Enjoy today.
Yes.
And also, wake up, little Susie.
Oh, nice. Wow.
I'm glad you didn't sing A Boy Named Sue, because that would have been wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a Sue song.
That was good. Yeah. Our community would not be where it is without people like Sue. Period.
Fact.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Nice one.
Dan and Carmen Smallbrook.
Dan and Carmen.
It sounds really
Where
good.
In the world is Carmen San Diego.
Nice. Good. Melissa's getting into it. I thought you were going to sing something from Carmen. Like the opera.
No.
Dan and Carmen, maybe it's just because of the music act I got in front of me, but with you two. But Dan and Carmen sound like a 70s kind of band.
They do.
They're like, everybody, Dan and Carmen with their hit song. And
I'm like, Why wasn't there? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Happy 40th anniversary, you two. Oh, enjoy it. Have a great one. And then we wrap up with Sunday, where we wish a happy birthday to Morgan Ann.
Happy birthday, Morgan.
Happy birthday, Morgan.
And I didn't see this right away. We want to wish a happy birthday to Jeff Stoner.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Happy birthday.
Former salesman here at WFHR for many, many years. Him and his wife enjoying their days in Texas now. We wish a happy birthday to him down there.
No songs about Jeff. I'll have to improvise here. Jeff! Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Instead of Jet.
I liked it. That was all right. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier for a Sunday, Ron Bone.
Ron, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Them bones.
Okay, go with the last name. James got it. There we go. Is there any problems?
I was trying with every name, you guys, and I had nothing.
Well, we missed one. What was the first one for Sunday?
Morgan. Morgan Ann.
I couldn't think of a Morgan song. No, there's not a song. There probably is somewhere. But.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But pretty good. Pretty
Call
good.
It, Morgan. Nicely Tell done. Us what your song is.
Yes.
Because you've heard it, I'm sure.
Nicely done, you guys. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Lily James is 35. Today. She is Disney's live-action Cinderella. She was Lady Rose in Downton Abbey, Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. She was also in Yesterday, the movie about the Beatles, like, never happening and this guy discovers them or something. I can't remember what it was. It didn't do very good, but yeah.
Alternate history.
Oh, and she was Pamela Anderson in Hulu's Pam and Tommy, huh?
She's working
a lot.
Interesting.
I think she is, if I have her right, I believe she's married to David Harbaugh or they're married or something. I read an article with the two of them being interviewed. Really cool article.
They seem
like one of those interesting couples. Like, they're a lot different, but she really brings out a lot of differentness for him. And to me, it seems like a really healthy relationship.
That's good.
Haley Atwell is 42. She is Peggy Carter.
I love Haley Atwell.
She's so awesome. She really is.
She's all kinds of awesome.
Captain America, Agent Carter, Christopher Robin's wife in Winnie the Pooh sequel, Christopher Robin. Mm. Fantastic actress.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. Let's see here. Sterling K. Brown is 48. Randall Pearson in This Is Us. He is Killmonger's dad in Black Panther. One of those great character actors I think you've seen quite a bit.
Yeah.
You probably just didn't realize. Finally starting to get some work. Yep. Like real consistent work and where he's actually a main character in a couple of movies
he's been in now. Yeah.
That show, This Is Us, put so much on the map for so many different actors that were like him, where they were kind of like in this middle ground where you knew him but you didn't know him and really elevated them.
Yeah.
And gave NBC a hit when I didn't think anything was. Like,
yeah. It's...
Pharrell is 51.
Really?
Wow.
That's still working really hard. Just don't hear him as much. But producing like crazy behind the scenes.
He was always more of a producer, if you ask me, than a performer. But he still had his hits.
Mm-hmm.
Where have all the cowboys gone? Ask Paula Cole. She's 56. best known for I Don't Want to Wait. Of course, Where are the Cowboys Gone and all that.
Noted backup singer to Peter Gabriel. That is where she got her start.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
A couple of his tours, yeah.
Interesting. Wow. The great Mike McCready is 58, Pearl Jam's lead guitarist. Mm. Started playing the guitar because of Kiss and really, really a big Ace Frehley fan. That's interesting.
Man, he had some riffs, man.
Yeah,
he came up with some great guitar riffs.
The opening lick of, is it Alive?
It's Alive.
Yeah, it's Alive. The opening lick is one of the greatest I've heard in a song ever. It opens the album, and like I knew immediately from that I was going to be a Pearl Jam fan.
Yep.
Like immediately. Christopher Kidd Reed is 60 today from Kid and Play. His flat top is 45.
One of the greatest flat tops ever.
Oh, yeah. Top five. Mm-hmm. Gotta be top five. Great rapper and dancer, too. He's gone on to do a lot of producing. If you're a fan of Bill Maher's Real Time with Bill Maher, the theme song was done by him.
Oh!
I did not know that. Yeah, I don't know how that happened or anything, but he does a lot of like theme song music now and a lot of those.
He's a composer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roger Corman, 98 years old.
Oh my gosh, Roger Corman. I keep forgetting he's still alive.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. I'm not trying to be mean. I forgot to.
No.
98. Oof.
Yes.
Legendary. I don't want to say B movie. Lower rank movies.
Low budget.
Lower A, budget. Like an A minus.
Okay, I got to give a little bit of credit to Roger Corman here, okay? Because not only, he made a lot of movies. Most of them were not very good. Okay, they were not very good. But he was trying to pump out as many movies as he could. He would have film, like he would film for 3 days and that's it. And then, hey, here's your movie, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. But the one thing he did, or actually I say two things he did, he never lost a dime on any of the movies he made. He always made money.
Yep. There you go.
And two, he discovered so many talented people. So movies weren't good.
Some of these, though, I just want to watch because of the titles.
That's
the
what it was.
Pit and the Pendulum.
Yep.
The Mask of the Red Death.
Those are all have Vincent Price in them.
Yeah. House of Usher. You've got to see House of Usher.
A Bucket of Blood.
Just straight up. Bucket of Blood.
Wait. Laura, Sharktopus. We have to watch that.
Sharktopus.
Oh, my gosh.
The original Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was him.
In the 60s.
Yep.
Piranha.
If you love the 80s movie, Little Shop of Horrors, you have to love the original because there's no way one happens without the other. Great director.
Yep.
And to people he discovered, I don't know if he discovered Vincent Price, but he put him on the map.
He certainly revived his career.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Put him back on.
I've seen it. It's terrible.
Is it good?
They're all terrible.
But wait, did he direct The Silence of the Lambs or was he in it?
He was in it.
He was in that.
Okay. He was a mentor to Johnny.
Jodie Foster's character.
The director, Jonathan Demme.
Jonathan Demme, that's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, Francis Ford Coppola, Jack Nicholson. I mean, so many people went through his process and became very famous.
He just made up words. Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
Oh, I didn't hear of that one. Oh, I hadn't heard of that one. That's the first one I had heard of.
We salute you, Roger Corman.
Yes, thank you, Roger Corman. You can't tell the story of Hollywood without him.
Nope.
Some people no longer with us, like Colin Powell, born in this day, 1937, passed away in 2021. Appreciate so much of what he did for our country. Mm-hmm. And Betty Davis, born in this day, 1908, passed away in 1989. Legendary Oscar-winning actress, inspired, of course, the great Kim Carnes song, Betty Davis Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But as good as that song is, not nearly as good as Betty Davis was as an actress.
Yes.
One of the greats of all time.
I'm with you there. She's one of the great actresses of all time.
Yeah, all about Eve, whatever happened to baby Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And Wisconsin's own Spencer Tracy, born in this day in 1900, passed away in 1967. Spencer Tracy was offered the role of the Penguin on the TV series Batman before Burgess Meredith, but Tracy said that he'd only do it if he could kill Batman.
Well,
I love that.
No.
They said no, clearly. But what world would have been like if because Burgess Meredith was a perfect Penguin.
Yeah, he was very
absolutely
good.
Absolutely great. Spencer Tracy's one of my favorite actors of all time, and I have a hard time believing that there's a role he couldn't nail.
He would have killed it.
Nicely.
That and the whole series afterwards.
Yes.
He was in the original Father of the Bride in 1950.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Maybe he was in so many movies that
Old Man and the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to say. He's one of the only actors. I don't know how to say what his best performance is.
Mm-mm.
I have no idea. Like, they're all so good. They're and it's different too. Younger Spencer Tracy to older, you mentioned the movie there.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Inherit the Wind. Yep. The Old Man and the Sea.
I don't recommend movies a ton, but if you have not seen the original Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, when you get to see Spencer Tracy and Sidney Poitier acting back to back, like
together,
It's incredible. It's some of the great. It's art. It is true art. Mm-hmm. So if Betty Davis and Spencer Tracy wasn't enough, how about Gregory Peck, also born in this day in 1916, won an Oscar for playing, of course, Atticus Finch, Captain Ahab. I mean, just incredible actor.
Gregory Peck,
such a voice.
My Gregory Peck is okay, but he said nope.
It's good. It's not bad. It's not
bad. I love his voice. Oh.
Just incredible list of actors right there. That's insane. And just top it all off, Booker T. Washington, also born in this day. One of the greatest minds America has ever known.
Way to go, April 5th.
Holy
cow.
That's a big day. Educator and spokesman for all, it says here, for African Americans. Yes, he was, but for all. That should not be lost in Booker T.'s legacy. He was the dinner guest for Theodore Roosevelt in 1901, a month after he took office, the first African American ever to be invited to the White House.
Not as a person who worked there.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And just an incredible human being, period. There's a lot that should be discussed and should be known about Booker T. Washington. Taking a quick look at our weekend celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Paul Rudd is 55 tomorrow.
What?
What?
Still looks 40.
55?
Yeah, still looks 40.
Wow, he looks great. Yeah,
he really does. John Ratzenberger is 77 tomorrow. Cliff from Cheers. But a lot of your kids will know him as literally a voice on every Disney show.
Every Pixar movie, he's in there somewhere.
In case you've been wondering what he's been up to, everybody, he was, of course, Ham, the piggy bank in Toy Story. He's the voice, and basically, he literally is in every movie.
Yep.
P.T. Fly in Bugs Life, The Abominable Snowman in Monsters, Inc., Fish School, Finding Nemo, Underminer in The Incredibles, Mac in Cars, Mustafa in Ratatouille, John in Wall-E, Earl in The Good Dinosaur. I mean, I can keep going. He's in all of these. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Billy D. Williams, 87.
Oh. Wow.
Lando Calrissian is 87 tomorrow. That's pretty cool. Donald Glover, I watched an interview with him recently, and Donald Glover played young Lando.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald's my favorite my favorite actor out there, really. And one of the things that I thought was cool is he really wanted to play the character like Billy Dee did. And so he met with Billy Dee, and he's nervous. He's like Billy Dee Williams, you know, and he's nervous at everything, and he's talking to him. And Billy Dee spent like the whole hour or whatever basically just talking about style and this and that and everything, and Donald kept on trying to get him back to the guy. So, Lando, how do I play Lando? And finally, at the end of it, Billy Dee's like, oh, just be charming. just be charming. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Did you hear what Billy Dee said after the meeting, though? It was hilarious. You know, he's like, Donald Glover's a talented, you know, just wonderful young actor. But there's only one Lando Calrissian.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, Billy Dee, right. Still got it, man.
He still does.
Still
does.
Got it.
Still does. And country legend Merle Haggard would have been celebrating his birthday tomorrow, born in 1937, passed away in 2016. You can't talk about the history of country music without mentioning Mr. Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
His name has to be mentioned.
Working Man Blues.
So many good songs. And taking a quick look at Sunday birthdays, Jackie Chan is 70 on Sunday.
Whoa.
Probably still doing stunts.
Shouldn't be.
No,
stop it, Jackie.
No, stop it. Stop it. He looks great, by the way. I saw him doing a conference like a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. He's all got the white hair now and everything, but looks good. Looks like in pretty good shape and everything.
Any movie that he's in, I'd watch.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not like, I like action movies, but... You know, yeah. I mean.
Oh, he added something, a little something extra.
Oh,
he added something there.
I can count on one hand how many times I've gone to see a movie twice in the movie theater. I went with my friend Aiden. We saw Rumble in the Bronx 3 times in the theater. and we loved it so much. It was so good. John Oates, 76 tomorrow. So many songs. Sarah Smile, She's Gone, Kiss on My List. So many.
The other guy, you know.
Yeah.
But they both had a birthday this week.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Daryl Hall did too. That's right.
Yeah. And one of the greatest directors we have ever produced, Francis Ford Coppola, 85 today. Mm-hmm. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, Apocalypse Now, The Outsiders, Rumblefish, The Cotton Club, Peggy Sue Got Married, Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean, you can't top. I don't know if you can top Coppola.
No, let's bring it all full circle here, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see one of the first films he made? And it's a horror film that he made for Roger Corman, I believe in 1963, Dementia 13. Hmm. One of the first films he directed.
I don't know.
And
that
it was
one.
For Roger Corman.
Oh, I got to see this.
Yep.
How do I not know this one?
I don't know.
I'm a huge Coppola fan.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. Oh, very nicely done by you. And we wrap up with wishing somebody no longer with us. James Garner would have been celebrating his birthday on Sunday, born in 1928. Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files. Mm-hmm. A lot of younger people will remember him from The Notebook. Mm-hmm. James Garner had one of the more stronger careers you could ask for as an actor.
For the Rockford Files, he was in Maverick.
Yeah.
He was one of the Maverick people. Yeah. Very good. Very. Speaking of charming actors.
Yeah. Oh, no
James
kidding.
Garner.
Yeah.
Very charming.
Jim. Very. Just handsome for all day.
Yeah.
Just a very, very charming guy. And all of our lists of birthdays and anniversaries, everybody on there, very charming.
Yes.
Very charming. Wishing all of you a happy birthday and anniversary. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your days, everybody. And wish a great one to our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them over there. Mm-hmm. Stick around, everyone. We got not only a news break, but we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song for you.
Okay.
You call up 424-2600, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days and you get the answer right, boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
Woo.
There ain't much better than that.
No way.
You're not going to get a better deal than that, everybody. So get ready to call up 715-424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, it might be a little bit faster. Find out. Get ready to play and let us know what TV game show this is from. There we go. All right. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Price is Right.
Yes.
You got it. Woo-hoo.
Nicely done. Nicely done. You a fan of the show, sir?
Yes.
I meant our show. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. That was got to be one of the more popular game shows of all time.
I agree.
Still doing very well. Yeah. Have you seen with Drew Carey doing it? I haven't seen Drew Carey. How is he?
He's definitely different than Bob Barker, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's good. Good. That's all that matters.
What's your first name, sir?
Brian.
Told you guys. That's perfect.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
You have validated my my position.
Brian, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Brian, you just got yourself some free Culver's. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Hang on hang on the phone. We're going to get some information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
Woo!
Woo!
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. That was great. That was great. Yes. The Price is Right actually had a couple of different runs. A 1972 revival by Mark Gordon and Bill Toedman of the 1956 to 65 show of the same name.
Oh, wow.
The new version added many distinctive gameplay elements. Contestants were selected from the studio audience, and the announcer calls out their name, invoking them to come on down.
Yeah. I kept thinking of that part when I was hearing the theme. Yeah.
That was the part that they...
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That part was not in the original. So that was something that they added to it, I guess. And that makes the show.
That was so smart.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant idea. Because you get to see how excited people are when they get their name called. They come running down. Woo! You know.
I've heard people talk about, especially what's his name, the guy who made like 90 of these game shows. I can't think of his name right now.
Mark Goodson.
Yeah. Talk about how that was so original. Everybody else was afraid to seem like they were copying it. So that's why you don't see a lot of other things like
with
that
audience,
or anything.
They pull people from the
it's
audience.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Brian. I'm going to make sure my agent gets his information because he is our newest star of the day. Listening next Friday for another opportunity to play. We'll have another game show for you. We'll make somebody else a star. Be sure to visit our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, everybody. Get some Culver's in your life when you do. Wish him a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Plenty good stuff. It will never feel right talking over Dolly Parton for you. It just will never. Yeah. We're going to dive into this one right here. And this is interesting. If you've ever bought produce at Walmart, they may owe you money. Walmart isn't exactly a world-renowned farmer's market, but it's your go-to place for fresh fruits, vegetables. If it is your go-to place for fresh fruits, vegetables, they may owe you something. Walmart recently agreed to settle a class action lawsuit alleging that they'd charged customers more than they should have for weighing goods, including packed poultry, pork, seafood, and bagged citrus items. They're shelling out $45 million to people who made fresh purchases from October 2018 to this past January.
Whoa!
Which covers 5 years. To get your piece of that, you can file a claim online. Mm-hmm. $45 million over 5 years seems like a deal.
Because what are producers gonna or customers gonna get from that?
Yeah,
couple very
six
little.
Cents.
Yeah,
very little.
Unfortunately, right up next, Melissa. Unfortunately, each person's share will be small. If you bought like 50 or fewer quality items, you'll get $10. If you bought 51 to 75, you'll get 15, and so on. And so
how do you prove that?
Right. Yeah.
Do you have to have kept your receipts?
I imagine. I don't know.
Who keeps their receipts from Walmart? Who even gets them anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, I for one am shocked. Shocked.
Yeah.
That's a large corporation with no oversight or anything would do such a thing. I am just Flabbergasted.
Yes, that's the only word for it. Flabbergasted. You can get more. I just wanted to say flabbergasted.
Yeah. But
if you can get more, you can get more if you actually kept your receipts. In this case, geez, they're just late on the article on this one. Man.
Did you write this, Melissa? I don't want to.
Even if you have receipts for 5,000 in fresh fruits and vegetables over the past 5 years, they would still only owe you about $100. The most you can get is 500, and what they can't give you back is the money in the moment.
Right.
And for most of us, that's what matters.
That's the important thing.
More than
the
majority, getting 500 now.
Yeah, that didn't help me then. Like, then is when I needed it.
And $10?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't even buy you a fast food meal now.
$10 doesn't do you much at Walmart.
Like, yeah. I mean,
at their own store.
$10 isn't worth what it used to be worth at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I mean, even back in, say, 2018. So, yeah.
The deadline to submit a claim is June 5th. And from what I could find online, you just go to their website. Mm-hmm. And they're, let me double check what this link is here, just in case people that want to go ahead and pursue that. WalmartWaitGrocerySettlement.com. It's all one word. WalmartWaitGrocerySettlement.com. You can also Google it, and I imagine find it.
And right. I imagine that's wait, W-E-I.
Yes, thank you. Yes, wait. that'd be really, wow, Walmart, like really like Walmart wait, but like you're going to be waiting for this return. Like that would be really.
I like that idea.
You know, it's very likely that the only people who are going to benefit from this are potentially our senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many younger generations keep their receipts?
Yeah.
But I know my grandma used to keep all of her receipts.
Right.
She'd file
too.
Them, yeah. And you know, in case she had anything to return. Not that she went to Walmart, because she didn't have a Walmart in her town. But
so yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, she wouldn't even go there. You know, I just recently got one of those emails from, I think it's a class action lawsuit with AMC, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Something about their rewards program or something. They had done some shocking. Yeah. Some chicanery and. And so now it's like, because I had like once signed up for the rewards thing, because I went to one AMC theater once, you know, because it's like, oh, I get a discount or something like
I
that.
I was wondering where this.
So that's why. So everyone on the list, you know, from a certain period of time got an email saying, hey, there's this, they settled this class action lawsuit.
Okay, huh. But how many of us get those emails and go, spam?
Yeah.
Right.
This is probably fake.
Yeah.
And delete it. Mm-hmm. So those corporations get off. Basically scot-free. So, I mean, they are anyway. What's $45 million to Walmart?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
I think they're still obligated to pay, but you're right, though. I mean,
yeah, pay it to who, though? If people don't put the claims in, they don't have to pay it.
There's the accountability is not really enough for me. That's not enough account. That them doing this doesn't equal
things out. You know what would make it okay for me? If they paid their fair share of taxes.
Yeah. That would.
I'd be fine with it then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes. It's not right that they did it, but that should be what's imposed upon them.
Yes. Hey, your punishment is you actually have to do what the rest of us do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I'd like that actually, obviously, of every business.
Across the
board.
Yeah.
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 But I like where you're
How
going
much
with this.
More
I
would
like
that
this.
Put
yeah.
back into our economy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the thing that I don't understand. And I'll never understand this when it comes to people and their voting or their decision making when they're making purchases or something. The idea that we're okay with that we just kind of take it, you know, because they're only rich because of us.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's our money. We can choose what we do with it.
Well, and that's why I'm glad that they continue to these class action lawsuits continue to be, you know. Fought because at least someone is trying to do some accountability for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
because
not
the regulators
enough,
really aren't.
Yeah. It's not enough.
No.
And our politicians should not be in their pocket.
Yes. How many of you are toast people out there? How many toast people we got?
Oh, I love toast.
Toast is awesome.
Toast is awesome.
Love toast. I love a good toaster where when you figure out right the setting you wanted that, where you get it just right. Oh, I love that.
But you
that.
Have to have the same kind of bread every time,
you
Ben.
You do,
because bread,
yeah.
Different breads toast differently.
It's very true. And if you toasted up some bread this morning, congratulations on your healthy eating choices, or at least healthier than it hadn't if you hadn't toasted it. Toast is healthy, everybody. A doctor in the UK named Karen Rajan posts healthy advice on TikTok. Rock. He also published a book called This Book May Save Your Life. Well, great name for a book. Wow, great name for a book. Imagine going through a used bookstore and you just happen to come across that one. Well, I feel like I should grab that. I feel like. So according to him, one of his videos that went viral this week, he explained why toasted white bread is healthier than untoasted. White bread isn't healthy in general because it's high in glycemic index.
Mm-hmm.
That means it breaks down in your body fast and makes your blood sugar spike.
Yep.
It's one reason something like whole wheat is always good, always better for you.
Mm-hmm.
But toasting white bread lowers its glycemic index rating by causing more retrograded starch to form. Mm. It acts more like fiber and breaks down more slowly. So your blood sugar stays more stable and you feel fuller longer.
Okay.
Wow.
Freezing bread causes a similar reaction. It says, he says, if you freeze a loaf of white bread and then toast it, you can lower its glycemic index by almost half.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's fascinating.
And it gets even more interesting, I think. It applies to pasta, too. Leftover pasta that's refrigerated and reheated is lower in glycemic index than when it's cooked fresh.
Huh.
Wow.
That's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, who knew?
Right.
I mean, we often will freeze foods, you know, to keep them to use again later.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
Who knew that freezing them makes them healthier? I mean, these two particular foods we're talking about.
No.
I wouldn't have thought
That's fascinating.
I have like maybe 2-3 times in my life I've been able to do this. I can't wait to take this article and put it right in my mother's face. whenever she was making sandwiches for us and everything, I always wanted them toasted. I like my peanut butter jelly toasted.
That's fine.
And she, you know, I was the only one in the whole house that liked things toasted, so of course it would take longer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd, you know, give me a hard time about it. She wasn't really upset. She was just giving me a hard time. But now I look smart. And I can count on one hand how many times I've looked smart in my life.
So you're saying this about white bread.
Yes.
Does it make wheat bread even better?
Very interested. I'm very interested in that. Yeah,
yeah, because I don't buy white bread typically.
I was going to say, you know, I was going to, you know, come out there and say, who eats white bread anymore anyway? And then I realized James might. And I was I better not do that.
Yeah. James definitely does. Yeah. James has never touched a healthy bread.
I have another question.
Actually, I'm going to give James one more thing he can give his mom here, okay?
Oh.
According to Alton Brown, great celebrity chef, one of the greatest TV shows of all time, Good Eats, that he had. You're supposed to toast the bread on a sandwich because it helps the structural integrity of the sandwich.
Yes.
So two things you got there. That's why you're supposed to toast it. Yeah.
Years ago, I got my dad to start when he's grilling, and I do this too. When grilling, throw the buns on there when you're almost done with the meat. Let the buns sudge a little bit. Everything. It keeps the structure of the burger stronger. The bottom bun of
that's
no burger in human,
bottom bun.
In human history. It should never happen. Never. No burger.
Rears
if you're serving
head.
If you're serving burgers to your guests with a soggy bottom bun, shame.
You have failed as a host.
For shame. For shame. No, it happens.
Before
it happens.
We digress too much, that was my question, though, is if you have a grilled sandwich, does that also, but then you add butter because you have to when you're grilling.
Yeah, you need something to do that.
So that probably then lowers the health of it.
But I see where you're going.
Can you use olive oil?
Well, you can, but it's still added fat.
But it's better, though. It's better fat for you.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's better fat.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
Better fat. And we do need fat in our diet.
We do.
It's an important component.
Mm-hmm.
But my other thing, I have to push back against your grilled or toasted peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
The good texture squidgy for white me. Bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister would look at me like I had 20 heads whenever I ordered, because that's how she felt. She felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush of peanut butter and jelly.
And then you got a cup of milk with it.
I like my peanut butter and jelly with toasted with just a hint of peanut butter and a hint of jelly because I'm a bread guy. I like bread.
Okay. When I was a kid, my favorite thing to do, and I only got to do this once or twice, was toast white bread, light coating of butter, very light coating of mom's homemade strawberry jam, and then you eat like 8 slices. It's the most amazing thing ever.
That sounded pretty good. That sounded pretty good.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, you guys are missing one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
It's seriously. A big word. Come on. Squidgy.
No.
It just makes you want
to
eat it.
It makes me cringe.
I don't know why it made me smile, though. Every time you said it, it made me smile. An animal sanctuary in Rhode Island threw a party to celebrate an unusual milestone, a rescue duck's 17th birthday.
Oh, rescue duck.
Yeah. What?
The West Place Animal Sanctuary threw a birthday party Monday for Erna, a crested Pekin duck rescued in 2007.
Aww.
Wendy Taylor, founder and executive director of the West Palace Animal Sanctuary, said Erna isn't just a resident at the sanctuary. She's also volunteered her time with dozens of ducklings and other animals to help out.
How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty
duck
cool.
Duck volunteer.
Good, awesome. Big tip of the hat to them.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call in our last minute here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
What happened to toasted bread with butter and sprinkled with a mixture of sugar and cinnamon?
That was dessert cinnamon at toast. My grandma's house.
Yep.
My nana used to make that. Yeah, we always thought.
if you go to the grocery store now, they actually have a cinnamon and sugar mixture.
You just toast it.
I'm curious about that. I know so many people that it's not right, though. Like, that you can buy the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar now, but it doesn't taste the same to them.
Goober grape?
Yeah, but they don't like it. They'd still want to buy both. I'm curious if it would be it just doesn't taste the same if you're not making it yourself,
I
wonder.
Well, you have no control over the amount of cinnamon and sugar.
I can't believe that it took me this long to realize they're making that. Of course they are.
I really hope the awards people did not hear that last segment. I don't think we're going to win now.
They're gonna take our WBAs away. They're going to take out the one awards.
These guys, come on.
Do you toast yours? Is that how you make your toast or your sandwiches, sir? Kev?
Well, I do a little both, but you know, the morning is what's easier to eat on the way to work is.
Structure.
Peanut butter and jelly on there.
There you go.
Yep. Back to the structure. Yep. Yep.
Who knew?
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one. We'll talk. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend too.
You too.
Bye, Kevin.
Best listeners in radio. We'll be back with a ton of fun in the 9 o'clock hour on the morning show here at WFHR.